Hello everyone, and welcome to another audio review right here at the Super Network at supermarcy.com. I'm of course Super Marcy, aka Marcella Papandrea, and as part of our coverage for the site with the Fantasia International Film Festival, I had the absolute pleasure of watching The Block Island Sound from 2020. This is brought to us from writers and directors Kevin McManus and Michael McManus, collectively known as the McManus Brothers. The film stars Chris Sheffield, Michaela McManus, Ryan O'Flanagan, Jim Cummings, Jeremy Holm, Neville Archambault, and Willie C. Carpenter. The basic synopsis from IMDb is as follows. Something terrifying is happening off the coast of Block Island. A strange force is thriving, influencing residents and wildlife alike. It's not easy to sort of, I guess, put into, like, what this film is. It is part, I guess, fractured family drama. It is also a slow burn and unsettling thriller. There are also elements of cosmic horror and eco-horror. So it's a bit of a mixed little blend there. However, it actually really, really works. And strangely enough, with what this film, I guess in a way, represents or shows us, feels very relevant in today's world. And obviously this was made before the global pandemic that we are facing now. But in a way, we can relate to the main character of Harry, played by Chris Sheffield, as it almost shows somebody's decline into madness. Even though on screen, it's not quite what's happening, but you can, you know, see those elements. And I think with lockdowns and quarantine and isolation, we can kind of relate to some of those feelings. And there are moments in this film where the main character kind of zones out a bit. And I think we can all pretty much feel like we've done that in the last, you know, 5 to 6 months. But absolutely, there's a lot more at play here. And I will keep this spoiler free. It is really a film where the less you know, the better the experience is. So what I actually really liked, as I said, it's like a fractured family drama. So we're brought into this family and we've got Harry, and then we've got Audrey, Michaela McManus, brother and sister, and their father, played by Neville Archambault. And there's obviously something wrong with their father. And this kind of leads to a lot of very strange events. And in the area of Block Island, where Harry lives with his father, a lot of strange things have been happening. A lot of, like, dead fish and birds have been showing up. And Audrey's there on an assignment to find out maybe what's going on, what's causing it, as she works with animals and wildlife. So there's a lot of different things going on, and it's not wholly explained. We're kind of on for this ride, and it is a slow burn, and it is very unsettling. And what makes it so unsettling is that it says the Block Island Sound. That's the title. And sound is a very important element in this film. And the use of sound in this film is fantastic. It makes you unsettled. And you might not realize it through the film, but you do hear, like, these sounds, and it does really kind of affect you as you're watching it. And that's a really, really good element there. And it does kind of leave you very confused as well. And it puts you in the shoes of, like, the main character of Harry as he is going through something, and we don't quite know what it is, but it is very much like as if somebody is having a breakdown. Yeah, it can be hard to watch at times. It's definitely well worth it. And I quite liked that about this film. And I do think at the end of the day, it is a very well written film. It's a very well directed film. The performances, especially from Chris Sheffield and Michaela McManus, are fantastic. They do kind of carry this film because they are the two main characters, and it's kind of the different sides of the coin with this brother and sister, whereas one person's highly affected by what's going on and the other one isn't affected in the same way, but they can see something's not right and something's happening. So when you look at it with all these different elements at play, like, it is a very, very intriguing film. And going into this knowing next to nothing was the perfect way to watch it. I didn't know what to expect at every corner, and I was just entranced by this film through the whole way. I do like that it was so unsettling. It adds to that experience, and, you know, given the opportunity, I think this would play really well in a theater. It would play really well if you're watching it with other people, because I think everyone's going to have some kind of different reaction, especially on that audio level. Those sounds just very, very, send shivers down your spine. But I like how this takes place in this, on this island, and there's something going on that you can't quite put your finger on it. And in a way, there's certainly links to something like The Color Out of Space, where that is a cosmic horror film. What happens in that movie is something that changes how people act. And you can see that kind of thing is happening here, but you really don't know what it could be. And you can keep guessing, but it doesn't really get revealed until the end. But we won't spoil that. I'm actually really, really impressed with this as a whole. And I think the McManus brothers have done such a great job. And I really actually, you know, praise the performances. Even though I've mentioned Chris Sheffield and Michaela McManus, everyone in it is really, really good. And there was something very unsettling with Neville Archambault's performance. You know, his character is kind of a driving force as the father, with Harry especially, as to what's happening. It is a little difficult to talk about the film when I don't want to give too much away, but absolutely, this comes as a huge, highly recommended film from me. Yeah, and it's fantastic to be able to see something like this as part of Fantasia. A little bit different, as it's not quite fully horror, but it does have a little bit of those elements. But it's also very, you know, slow burn. And I think, as we mentioned with Alone, that slow burn element is something we do lack a lot in cinema these days, where everything's in such a rush. This one takes its time. And by taking its time, it really gets under your skin and it really engages you. And by the end, you're just kind of left very shocked. And the conclusion, I think, worked actually really, really well. And I was just left there kind of stunned. And I just sat for a few minutes after the credits rolled, just like, wow, that was an experience. But yeah, like, honestly, keep an eye out for this film, because I don't see how anyone really be disappointed. It does have a lot to offer, especially if you're fans of different, like, genres or the like. I think it's definitely got something for everyone. Yeah, I'm just absolutely impressed. It looks stunning, and gosh, I really hope that the McManus brothers do more features. But that's not to say, like, their work with American Vandal and Cobra Kai, stuff like that, very different to this, but I think, you know, they're quite talented and they know their craft. So with that brief review, my rating for this film, I've decided to go with 4 out of 5. It's definitely one of the highlights from Fantasia and one of the really big surprises, as, again, I didn't know what to expect and pretty much just blown away. So yeah, absolutely highly recommended. And with that, folks, yeah, please check out all our other coverage from Fantasia. We've seen a whole bunch of different films, a mixture of things. And obviously, keep an eye out for these films, as they'll be coming out, obviously, at different times. So definitely a lot of good things that you can look forward to seeing and to add to those lists. So thank you so much for listening. Please excuse my ramblings. When you do an audio review by yourself, there's not someone else to bounce off of. And it's been a while since I've done one solo. Yeah, don't forget, check out everything at supermarcy.com. And you can always check us out on our Facebook page or our official Twitter account as well, as we'll be constantly posting our coverage and reviews, and you can find everything we've done already. So thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll be back soon. Thank you. Bye.